The beach was still warm from the afternoon heat when she saw him walking toward her across the sand. She stood still, Teddy tucked under one arm, her oversized flannel catching the breeze. The fabric soft and worn, hiding her body the way she wanted it to.
Nora.
Her first thought was a faint, involuntary, oh. Not disappointment exactly, just the soft collapse of expectation into something more ordinary. He was average-looking in that distinctly Los Angeles way. Pleasant features, gym-softened shoulders, hair styled with more care than conviction. But it was the shirt that held her attention. Pale linen scattered with tiny embroidered crystals that caught the dying sunlight. It was too much, almost theatrical. She nodded. They began moving along the shoreline. She set Teddy down on the sand, and the little dog immediately began to run, chasing the foam as it retreated. Nora watched him. At least one of them was free. The sky was bruised and sinking, the colors folding into dusk, deep purple bleeding into orange at the horizon, the sun a molten disk dissolving into the Pacific. The light caught the water in long ribbons of gold and copper, and when she glanced at Roman, the tiny crystals on his shirt flashed like small warnings. She tried to settle into the rhythm of the walk, but his phone kept vibrating in his pocket like a trapped insect. Each buzz broke the evening's hush.
Sorry, my roommate, Chris, Crash we call him, spilled coffee on his laptop this morning. He's at the Mac store now, panicking. Another buzz.
Then another. He kept checking his phone, his attention pulled away. The screen's light sharpened his face. She looked out at the ocean. The sunset had deepened, the sky now a wash of violet and rose, the horizon line burning amber where water met sky. All that beauty, and she couldn't feel it.